This is the Marketplace Morning Report, live from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. In the 10 years since the financial crisis, global debt has soared, according to an IMF database released this year. It shows debt hit a new high of 225% of world GDP. Now, we don't know where the next financial crisis will come from, but there is real debate on how global debt will affect us. The IMF's database tracks 190 countries from 1950 to 2016. Victor Gasper is Director of Fiscal Affairs at the IMF.
Global debt is very high. The headline number is $164 trillion, and that corresponds to 225% of 2016 GDP. The indications that we have is that in nominal dollar terms, debt has continued to grow.
Companies borrow the most, followed by governments, followed by households. Debt is okay as long as the money borrowed is invested intelligently and you, your company or country are growing. The problem is, as the last financial collapse showed, a crisis in one sector can easily spread. And one country whose debt concerns many is China. Freya Bibish is Chief Asia Economist at Pantheon Macroeconomics.
Well, China's become a major contributor to global debt since the financial crisis, in terms of at least its internal debt. People get concerned about Chinese debts partly because of the shadow banking sector is particularly shadowy in China, and the authorities certainly in the last few years have been cracking down very severely. The other aspect of it going forwards now is that we might actually be reaching some kind of a crunch point. The Fed is raising interest rates, and the result of that is going to be to tighten global liquidity and put upwards pressure on interest rates. And when interest rates are going up, it's now China, I think, in terms of the major global economies that is most exposed to that. The major economies that would be affected would be on the commodities side, the capital goods exporters, and all of those types of firms that have been tied in with and dependent on China's rapid growth.
Victor Gasper of the IMF says it's hard to define a dangerous level of debt, but the IMF's advice is to pay debt down while things are good.
It is in periods of growth that it is important to build buffers. Research does show countries that do have these buffers perform much better.
Debt, including Chinese debt, has helped the world grow since the last financial crisis. The trick now is how to sustain that growth, avoid the mistakes of the past, and recover faster whenever the next crisis comes. And that's a very tricky balance.